from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. 12 million doses of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine designed to target the Omicron variant are on the way to Canada. The company confirms the news after striking a deal last year to supply our country with vaccines in 2022 and 23, including new adaptations. Canada will buy an additional 4.5 million doses of the Omicron vaccine on top of what's to be delivered. The vaccine is to be sent out across the country this year. Officers with Timmins Police don't like to target a specific group of people when they're focusing on unacceptable driving behavior, but communications coordinator Mark DePazzi says younger male drivers are overwhelmingly represented in statistics on speeding and collisions linked to speeding.
That's the demographic that we're hopeful to reach. It's hard for young men at times not to spin the tires, but it has to cease. There's just no room for it.
Speeding charges are laid. If it crosses over into stunt driving territory, your driver's license is seized on the roadside and your car impounded. Impound fees are the responsibility of the vehicle owner. Stunt driving charges demand a court appearance. A new Facebook group in Timmins is dedicated to moms getting together, bringing their kids for walks and play dates. It's the brainchild of Amanda Rendelick, who gave birth to triplets almost a year ago. Timmins Mom Walks is a private group, so Rendelick will screen prospective members. Once you're in, you can post whenever you're planning an activity.
Anyone is open to post whenever they're going for a walk or want to meet up with somebody. And whoever shows up. And then we have a little bit of playtime afterwards if the weather permits and everyone's babies are cooperating.
The informal get-togethers have all been at Gillies Lake so far, but Rendelick says anywhere in the city is possible. And picking up on our local history theme of the first schools in the mining camp, we heard earlier from Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman about the first school in Porcupine in 1912.
What is now the Scout Hall on Legion Drive is actually one of the original school that was in South Porcupine. Schumacher had theirs that opened where St. Alphonsus Church is, and that was their first little school.
Next week, the first school is right in Timmins. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.